بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس شيء إلا بينه وبين الله حجاب إلا قول لا إله إلا الله ودعاء الوالد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: there are obstacles in the way of every action before it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah and the dua of a father in favor of his son go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unchecked. There is a story of a kafir king who was extremely cruel and bigoted against the Muslims. It so happened that he was captured alive in a battle against the Muslims. As he had caused a lot of suffering to the Muslims, they were naturally very revengeful. They put him in a cauldron placed on fire. At first he besought his idol gods for help, but finding no response from them, he became a Muslim and started continuous recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah. How sincerely and devotedly he must have been reciting can well be imagined. At once help came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of heavy rain, which extinguished the fire and cooled the cauldron. It was then followed by a powerful cyclone which carried away the cauldron and dropped it in a city inhabited by non-Muslims. He was still engaged in the recitation of this kalima. The people there were wonderstruck by the scene, and after listening to the whole story, all of them embraced Islam. Ulama say that the fitan that we are facing in this current times and the times to come, these fires that are burning around us in the form of fitna, our salvation is in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to save our iman also, to be constantly in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we find our elders have increased in the majalis of zikr and in the encouragement of zikr, that they are even encouraging that we should go home and with our families make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day on our own, we don't wait for a majlis, we engage in the dhikr of Allah and audibly also to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is goodness in us accepting their advice and following through with it, and inshallah this will be a means of our salvation. Inshallah for the next few minutes, 5-6 minutes inshallah, let us all engage in the dhikr of the kalima la ilaha illallah, whatever zikr touches our hearts.